Voices shake when we stand in front of people, but yet God does amazing things. You've heard this morning from 40 people at our fellowship that have given their lives to Jesus Christ, and because of that, they took time out of their busy lives and they dedicated a week or two or a month to the Lord this summer. They planned ahead, they used their vacation time, they saved their money, they raised money, they took whatever, they took the precautions that they needed, they learned about the country, and even though they were somewhat intimidated by what they were about to do, they endeavored to bring glory to God by serving Him this summer. You know, most of us view missions as something that someone else does. It's for a few brave souls that take time out of their lives or that God is uniquely called to do some special ministry for Him. But is that really true? It makes me wonder what the church would be like if every single one of us considered ourselves as a missionary. Well, I'm not talking about getting on a plane or going to another country. I'm not talking about getting to another city. I'm talking about waking up tomorrow morning, and as we swing our legs out of bed and our feet touch the floor, that we realize that we are on a mission field. What if the people we meet throughout the day, our coworkers, our neighbors, the person in the seat next to you as you drive to work, or the person on the plane as you travel, even the person in line at the grocery store was put in place by God for you to be a missionary to? Now, some of us, that brings up all sorts of anxiety, and we look at it like it's a cold call that we have to sit down and share with a complete stranger what the wonderful plan is for God, God's plan is for their life. And if you're like me, you like people to come up and grab you by the shirt and say, "Please tell me about Jesus." And maybe, just then, we'll do something about it. Now, I'm not saying that walking up to a perfect stranger is not an effective way of sharing the gospel, but not all of us are wired that way. I was encouraged by a New Tribes mission video that I saw a few months ago, that shared about a couple that was going to an Indonesian tribe, and as they planned to share their life with them for several years, it took them over 2 years from the time they went until the time they actually shared the gospel with the people in this tribe. Why? Because they got to know them. They ate with them. They worked alongside of them. They loved them. They cared about them. They met their needs. And more than anything else, they listened to them. They learned their language. They understood their longings and their needs. And because of that, when they began to share the gospel, when God gave them opportunity, the tribe came to know Jesus Christ. You see, you and I need to be missionaries in that way. We need to start off with a plan. A plan to get to know the people around us, not to just walk up and say, "Let me tell you what I know," but to sit with them, have coffee with them, have them over to dinner, get to know them, understand their longings and their needs so that we can effectively share the gospel with them. We heard this morning about a 5-year plan of a young lady that they loved and they cared for and they just were friends with. And 5 years later, she bowed her head and invited Jesus Christ into her life. That's the kind of missionaries that we need to be. Think about this. What if next summer, when we talk about our missions trips, what if next summer, if we were to not only talk about Haiti and Ecuador and China and Santa Monica, what if we talked about Temecula, California? What if we talked about the time that those of us who decided to make a plan this year to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to this city, that we would get to know our neighbors and our coworkers and love them in such a way that they would begin to ask us about our faith in Jesus Christ. You see, being a missionary is living with a purpose. is living with a purpose to honor God with our lives and to share our lives with them, not just a little pamphlet, but to get involved in their lives. And that takes time. It takes time to love the single mom or that's down the street, or the widow or widower that is lonely. It takes time to set a little money aside every week so that we can ask God how He wants us to use it to love our neighborhood for the out-of-work father and husband that may live next door that doesn't have enough to put groceries on the table. What will we do for Jesus Christ this year? What will we do as a plan and a purpose for Him? In 1 Corinthians, it says that in whatever you do, whether you eat or you drink, whatever you do, do for the glory of God. Go to work tomorrow with the plan to bring glory to God. Two things I want to share with you very briefly. If we are going to be this kind of people, these kind of missionaries, I want us to realize that it is God's work and not ours. John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Listen, it is not about planning to work hard. It is about planning to be available for God to do his work through you. Let me say that again. It is not about planning to work hard. It is about planning to be available so that God can do His work through you. Because without Him, you can do nothing. And the second is simply this. Make yourself available. Where God is at work, Satan is at work also. And to me, there is nothing more strategic from Satan's point of view than to keep us so busy that the only thought that comes into our mind is the next thing on the schedule. Now, I'm not suggesting that you change your schedule and you get rid of everything in your life and you just sit at home waiting for God to direct your plan. I'm not saying that. I'm asking you to look around and see what God is doing. I read a book several years ago. It was called Experiencing God by Henry Blackaby. And in that book, there was one phrase that he said that just absolutely, I thought, was profound. It said, look for where God is working and join Him. Let me say that again. Look for where God is working and join Him. It's not up to us to make God's plan. God has His plan. We just need to look around and see where he's working and join Him. You see, preparing yourself with prayer each morning, saying, God, what do you want me to do for you? It is setting a plan in line that everyone you meet, you recognize that this person needs a Savior. It is the willingness to take the first step in creating a plan to get to know people, to have a cup of coffee with them, listen to their longings and need, and allow God in time to show them His love through you. God's at work all around us, every minute of every day. Let's next summer listen to what God's doing here in the town of Temecula. Let's pray together as we close. Father, we thank you for this wonderful time that we have. Father, we thank you that we got to hear from people that put aside their lives and they decided to make a plan to go and do something that you've called them to do, to look where you're working, and they just joined in and they saw you do marvelous things because of their being available. Lord, I pray that all of us would view ourselves as that kind of missionary, that would make ourselves available to you every minute of every day to do your will, to prepare the hearts of those around us to hear your word by befriending them, by loving them, and showing them your grace and mercy. And Lord, may this morning that we begin to make a plan to serve you in such a way that we would be prepared for the work that you are doing. And Lord, we pray that as we do this, that you would bring us a bountiful harvest for this city, Temecula, in this next year. And Lord, we give you the praise for who you are and for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's